Star Wars. You know, Planet Hoth.
The one that's all snowy?
Yeah. It's kind of a bummer, though, man.
I know, it's like we're here in space, but there's no one else here.
We're all alone. On Planet Zero.
What a shame.
But you know what I'm glad about? We ditched that Tool Omega Man.
Yeah, he was such a loser. He didn't even understand, like, good music.
But I'm sure our listeners understand good music. Because they're listening to WUVT. So support us. Call in. 540-231-9888. And give your cat tax-deductible donation.
To this commercial-free independent radio station.
Because we need money so I can fill my spaceship up with fuel. Because, well, my sack is getting a little light. And I really don't want to do this whole space traveling thing sober. Just because I'd probably be freaking out. But really, I mean, it's kind of lonely out here, man.
It is a little lonely.
Like a tundra.
It's like the tundra. The tundra of space.
Yeah.
Let us wander.
Just take that.
This desert is angry sometimes.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. How long are we going to be walking through here, man?
I don't know, Nathan. It seems like forever.
Oh, what? Wait. What's that on the horizon? I see, like, a quick... Is that, like, an opening into some sort of subterranean cave?
Yeah, it looks like a cavern of sorts.
Oh, but let's check it out, man.
Hey! Hey, you in the distance! You guys! Get in here! Get in here, quick!
What? All right, man. Why are you guys hiding in this cave?
Don't you know about Monster Zero?
What are you talking about, man?
The reason why we cannot come out onto the surface is Monster Zero.
What? So you guys are on Planet Zero. You got Monster Zero?
We're not good at names on Planet Zero.
Yeah, I guess. Man. You guys suck.
Oh, no. Monster Zero approaches.
Run away.
To know, and they want to know now. where you are.
Ghidorah, man. You guys on Planet Zero got it tough.
We do. So we live the existence that we may. Under caves, underground, in fear of the monster himself.
That sounds like it sucks. What do you guys do for fun?
We play with our belly button lint.
Sounds like Joe.
That sounds terrible, man. Wait, James Murphy of LCD Sound System? What are you doing here, man?
I got stuck here, too.
Really?
How?
One touch.
It's never enough. I'll get you stuck on a planet.
I said I could change, and look where it got me.
Got me through all these trials and tribulations.
Well, I mean, you seem pretty cool, James Murphy. What are you doing with all these, you know, punk ass... What are you doing with all these punk ass guys on Planet Zero that can't even handle, you know, some stupid old monster? I'm just saying, man, I got this bop gun right here with me. Stole it from Omega Man. And you got that pow gun. I see it. I see it.
The pow, 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 pow gun.
You got that pow gun. I say we take this monster on.
I think you're right, Nathan. This is James Murphy. And I think we can fight Monster Zero. Let's do it.
Call in at 540-231 to support our battle against Monster Zero with the help of LCD Sound System.
Just relax. From this my position, I make some stand. I make my peace with the man. And it goes pow, 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 pow. I totally get how the decision was reached. From this position, I can say serious or cop out or hard to define. From this position,
it's kind of eating myself to death.
You on the outside and me on the inside. There's advantages to both.
Advantages to both!
and you being all right. There's advantages to each.
Advantages!
From this perspective, from this position, I have a good grip on both of them. Because I have stayed home and have learned a little more about my neighborhood, which is important. You know, it's one of the good places to meet. And so it's pow, 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 pow.
Discovery!
Oh, man. Thanks, James Murphy. Thanks to you, we successfully defeated Monster Zero. So, I mean, like, this planet's kind of lame. What are you doing later, man? I'm going to be going to a Deltron 3030 concert.
Really?
Cool, man. Where's that at? Oh, you know, the other side of the galaxy.
We're going to have to get there, man.
Yeah, how are we going to get there, man? Be honest, I don't know. Oh, well. I never, like, listened to any Deltron 3030. You mind playing some for me? Oh. I could do that. Anything to, you know, help me keep my edge.
You don't want to lose that.
You don't want to lose your edge, James Murphy. No, you're right, I don't. Anyways, so how about some of that Deltron 3030? You crazy old James Murphy.
Rymar College, we can get you prepared for the 31st century with advanced programming in quad rendering and Java plus scripting language.
Yeah, call them 540-231-9888.
So upgrade your gray matter, because one day it may
upgrade
matter.
Upgrade your gray matter.
Upgrade your gray matter, because one day it may matter. Upgrade your gray matter, because one day it may matter.
Coming from the outer regions of the universe, Deltron Zero and Automator. Check it. Upgrade your gray matter, cause one day it may matter. Hey, time for you to upgrade. Fuck save, time to load. All my rhymes to sold and find your own. Salivate over what I collaborate with high-tech wizardry and breathe new life into the industry. Save to the hard drive for the archives. 3030 with a global apartheid. Sensitivity ain't the energy. Brain chemically contorted with no coordinates to your ordinance. Upgrade your gray matter, cause one day it may matter. Yo, your recovery slow, my dual input, plus my modem, the tool send foot. Long songs, instrumental, digital projector, professor. I school you on the art and how it's texture map. Get to act together, my style is mega. Educate the heads of 8 lonely beggars. Only shred of evidence is a virtual file. Stored within the cerebellum, hit you burker with style. Upgrade your gray matter, cause one day it may matter. My defense capabilities with ape agility take possibilities to the point of senses shattering. Commence the babbling, I'm meditating on a homo sapien. With no education, I'm 3D acceleration. My programming language is the strangest to come to grips with mechanized mischief. Kicks it off with circular projectiles, X-Files. Herald as the most important dwarf, the corporates. Upgrade your gray matter, cause one day it may matter. I reduce the gain when I boost my brain. What you used to saying, I loosen the frame with shock announcements, T-minus and counting, effects control and bouncing, star-studded and flooded like fountains, a new machine, real artists are few between, you better lube your screen, my renders are splendor, 360, reflecting quickly, increase your disk speed so you can upgrade your gray matter, cause one day it may matter. Production model is the stuff to boggle minds. You got a log on time of exactly 36 nanoseconds. Ambidextrous with ambience. Watch the cannons twist while I lock out my hardware. Word warfare, logistically locate and process with psychotropics to optimize my profits. Envelop you with development kits to help me to embellish the elements. Dynamic into intelligence. Upgrade your gray matter, cause one day it may matter. Looky here, as soon as I release the chip, you cease to rip. Synopsis, you wanna top this? Reach to it. Digital retouch, reconstruct your whole conglomerate with our armaments we use with tolerance, such as a G-bomb. Cyborg with three arms, translate the ancient language with a brain dish. Micro machines, polystream, conducting electrons. Deltron, strengthened with molecular bonds. Upgrade your gray matter, cause one day it may matter. Upgrade your gray matter, cause one day it may matter.
Yeah, I definitely want to listen to that concert later, man.
Yeah, that sounds tight.
Yeah. Well, thanks, James Murphy. I mean, it looks like you can travel on your own with them space boots. So we're going to have to find our own ride, man. You know anyone cool?
Well, yeah, actually, there's
some cool robots on the other side of Planet Zero. They can probably give you a ride, but you gotta be down with their whole scene, you know?
Well, we're gonna have to go find those robots so we can get out of here.
Yeah, man, what exactly is the whole robot scene? Oh, the complete lack of humans. Oh. Well, what are we gonna do about that then? Jared, any ideas?
I don't know. If they're our only way out of here, we should make our way over there, though.
Yeah, we probably should. We probably should start thinking like a robot, you know? Start playing some robot music, maybe?
Robot music.
Robot music.
All right, well, let's see. What's the most robotic thing you can think of right now?
Definitely some justice.
Some justice.
Yeah, man.
Maybe we should just spend all of our time listening to Justice, and then by the time we get over there, we'll practically be robots.
One can only hope. One can only hope. Wait, if I'm a robot, do I still get to keep my, you know, or does it get replaced with a Phillips screwdriver?
No, that's not how that works. It doesn't disappear, it just gets moved to an antenna on your head.
Right.
You'll just get different signals from it, that's all.
I better still be able to send out some signals, though, you know what I'm saying?
Man, this is... Yes, I do.
All right.
Well, we need some theme music to walk over to the other side of the planet.
Yeah. Let's do it, man.
This is WUVT.
540-231-9888. Call in and give us money.
Because we need it.
Give us money!
To keep the greatest radio station ever alive.
Yo, where my money at?
Oh, it's coming.
Give me my money!
We're gonna listen.
Am I gonna have to choke someone?
Here comes some party music for you guys to donate to us.
Money!
And a 1-2, ready to go. Party just like stopped abruptly.
Yeah, man.
It was like everything just stopped being so party-tastic.
Oh, man. I guess I don't have parties in the robot part of Planet Zero. I don't see any humans around.
Everything's getting all square
and chrome.
I don't know if I like this, Nathan.
I don't like it either.
But they said this might be our only way out.
But that was James Murphy, man. I don't trust him.
Hey, if we stop trusting our own kind, we're never gonna get out of here.
Okay, we gotta stick together, man. Oh, there's a robot. You should talk to him. Hey, man, what's up?
Greetings.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you guys have a rocket ship?
Affirmative. We have many rocket ships.
Ooh. Well, that's good for us.
It's bad for you!
Oh, no, why?
Because we have many claws as well, and we have wood chippers to put you in. We will turn you into our batteries.
Oh, no.
No. Quit being a jerk. Help us out, man. You're just trying to see some Deltron 3030 at the other end of the galaxy, you know what I'm saying?
I do not know what you are saying. You do not compute. Does not compute!
You need to stop shouting. You're a jerk-off.
You are the jerk-off.
Your mother speaks in binary.
Oh. Nathan. I think they're about to explain the history of their robotic beings.
Yes. Many moons ago, on the original Thanksgiving. No, that is the wrong story. I am sorry. I have loaded the wrong file. Many moons ago, when we first destroyed humankind.
The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the robot. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. Are dead. We use poisonous gases.
lies in their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic.
Silence. Destroy him.
After time, we grew strong.
Developed cognitive powers.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We use poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poison their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 Again, without emotion,
the humans are dead.
Nathan, what's going on?
We need to get out of here, man. I'm tired of all this crap. We got Omega Man coming after me. We got Monster Zero coming after me. We got Deadly Killbots coming after me, man. I'm just trying to get some donations. I was just trying to, you know, hit the pipe a couple times. I wanted to go into space, but you had to stick me in a spaceship. Man,
Nathan,
nuts to all this.
We can't fight each other. You know you wanted to be here. And although we both hate each other...
Hate your face.
It's time to steal a rocket ship.
Let's do the rocket ship, man.
No, don't take that. Oh no, they're shooting lasers at us. We need to hurry up and get there.
Man, I am tired of all these lasers getting shot at us. You know, for what...
Hey! You will die. You will succumb to the robot overlord. There's no time to complain, Nathan. We need to get in that rocket. Right over there.
All right, man. Move.
Hang a right.
All right. Why does this spaceship look like a giant 18-wheeler?
Because we're about to, like, just blow out of here on this party spaceship.
Are we just gonna start space trucking, man?
We might have to space truck in a little while, but before that, we need to establish this truck as the party truck.
I'm glad that that's what our priorities are. We're getting shot at lasers, and we still have time to party.
You know what we should do when we leave?
Party.
Let's shoot some rockets at these guys.
Let's shoot some rockets.
Explosions!
All right, man.
Take that, robots.
Take that, robots. We are successfully off of Planet Zero. And now, we're moving on in our party ship. Virgin ain't got nothing on us.
Oh, yeah.
Aw, yeah.
Here's some party music before we start space trucking out of here. underneath, and looks like we have hit full party mode on this space truck.
Yeah, man. Call in at 540-231-9888 if you want to give us some money for our party ship. Party ship.
Yeah, man.
Let's start space trucking, making our way over to that Deltron 3030 concert.
Well, I'll be honest, Nathan.
What?
I'm getting kind of sick of this other universe.
So am I.
I think maybe we need to just, like, space truck back home.
I really want to see some Deltron 3030, though. Let's hit up that Deltron 3030 concert, then just head back home, you know what I'm saying? We can get out of this galaxy. We can. I bet it's in between it, you know, man. Or, you know, worst comes to worst, we'll just hit a wormhole or something, man.
Well, I'm hoping for that much.
I'm hoping
because this concert is going to be pretty awesome.
It's going to be pretty good.
But, man, I almost miss home.
Yeah.
At least there's no Omega Men.
No aliens.
Robot planets.
No Monster Zero.
It's been a rough trip.
Also, I left my pipe back home.
Yeah, I know you left your pipe back home, Nathan.
It's starting to wear off too. So let's try to expedite this whole process. You know what I'm saying? Let's start space trucking.
I think it's time that we space truck. Well, that was cute. All right, enough of that. Here's some space trucking. Yeah!
Yeah!
I hope you guys are ready for 20 minutes of this, because we are a long ways from that Deltron 3030.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be a bit of a drive.
Whoa, man.
We're space trucking.
Nathan.